AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Martin Luther King Jr. holiday is putting a focus on voting rights. With legislation stalled in the Senate, Vice President Kamala Harris says no one can stand idle.
We must not give up, and we must not give in. To truly honor the legacy of the man we celebrate today, we must continue to fight for the freedom to vote, for freedom for all.
19 Republican-led states have tightened voting rules in response to former President Trump's false claims about election rigging. In the United Arab Emirates, police say a drone attack targeting an oil facility in Abu Dhabi has killed 3 people. Fire engulfed 3 tankers and part of the international airport. Analyst Torbjorn Soltvedt on who may be behind it.
The Yemen-based Houthis have claimed responsibility for the attack, but at the same time, it's a very complicated regional picture at the moment. It's also likely that suspicion is going to fall on Iraq-based groups who have recently made threats to carry out attacks against the UAE.
2 of the nation's top military officers have tested positive for COVID-19. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
A spokesman says Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley is experiencing very mild symptoms after a positive test yesterday and that he's working in isolation. His most recent contact with President Biden came Wednesday at a funeral. Milley spokesman says 6 of the other 7 Joint Chiefs members tested negative. The Marine Corps says Commandant David Berger tested positive without giving other details. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said earlier this month he too tested positive and quarantined at home. Sagar Magani, Washington.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has resumed his weekly briefings on the coronavirus 6 days after testing positive for COVID-19. The 70-year-old Republican says that his age and weight, it could have been really, really bad. This is AP News. Scream is the new number one in movie theaters this holiday weekend, bumping Spider-Man No Way Home to 2nd after a strong run. AP Washington correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the details.
Only had 1 week where my life has felt normal.
After a month-long run, Spider-Man No Way Home has been dethroned as box office champion. The new leader, Scream, which took in $30.6 million in box office sales. That was more than enough to surpass the $20.8 million gross by the latest Spider-Man movie, which hit theaters 5 weekends ago. Scream is already geared up to turn a profit. It cost $24 million to make, and on top of the $30 million in domestic gross, it took in another $18 million in 50 international markets. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Monday Night Football is a playoff game tonight, the Arizona Cardinals against the LA Rams in Inglewood, California. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.